The Caminando de Santiago de Compostela is an ancient trek across northern Spain. And to the pilgrims who walk it, it is also called the Way of St. James, or simply the Camino. And that shows you a little bit. Symbols are very important on the Camino, in part because the language of the country is Spanish. And so, one of the symbols of the Camino is the backpack. And that's because everything you take on the journey, you have to carry. So the last thing you want is excess baggage weighing you down. So you're going to wash out your underwear and socks every night and drape them over a lamp. But what about maps, rain gear, flashlight? You have to decide what matters. What will you take and what will you leave behind? Another symbol of the Camino is bandages. Blisters, sprains. Nobody on the way is free of pain. And you may have to slow down or even stop. The pain teaches us things about ourselves we might not otherwise learn. Are there wounds you need to take care of so that you can keep going? The most ancient symbol of the Camino is the scallop shell. The shell marks the route. And the route can be hard to see sometimes, the right path. For one thing, you're sharing the road with cows. And, you know, stuff happens. For another, there are lots of side roads. And it is pretty easy to get off the right track pretty quickly. Medieval pilgrims also used the shell to scoop water. Water is critical, of course, to drink. But by the end of a long day, you just want to wash off the dust, the mud, the stuff that happened. You want to get clean. Create in me a clean heart, O God. The baptismal shell also represents how the Camino changes you. You go home a different person. To carry the shell is to publicly express that you want to also live a different life, a life of loving and serving others. Of course, for some people, the Camino is not a spiritual journey at all. There are athletes looking for a personal best. There are busloads of tourists just looking. But most people walking the way are looking for something, something more. Something they are missing, themselves, God, maybe not religion, but something spiritual. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The full Camino is 550 miles. Averaging 14 miles a day, rain or shine, it's a 40-day walk. That's a serious commitment. The season of Lent is 40 days, in which we journey with Jesus to the cross. That's a serious commitment. For some, Lent is not a spiritual journey, but for most of us here, it's a reminder that we are people baptized into Christ. We put on Christ. And for some, it may be the very first steps in a more serious journey to a relationship with a God who is both demanding and forgiving, as Walter Brueggemann says in his little book, A Way Other Than Our Own. There are 40 days of Lenten devotions in here, a little guidebook for the journey. And the contents are weighty, but it's not heavy. I would say it's a quick read, but a slow think. A slow think. And you might not always agree with where he goes. You might think that God acts differently in your life and in the world. And that makes this an even better companion for the journey. Because how boring if we all thought just the same about God. How dull, how dutiful, how limiting. Where's the joy in that? Because this is, finally, about joy. Lent ends in Easter. The road we are walking ends in new life. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Tonight we wear on our foreheads another symbol, a cross of ashes, to remind us of our frailty and our mortality. To remind us that even though this package is marked perishable, that we are washed in God's mercy, and we can start each day clean. To live a different life, the life of a pilgrim, a life of loving and serving others. Please pray with me. Self-giving God, call us to walk the road of newness, a new self, a new society, a new world, one neighbor, one pilgrim at a time. May we have traveling mercies this Lenten season as we pick up our shells and walk. Amen.